Hi there! Due to your impending demise on December 21st, 2012, the following recording has been provided for your safety. Please disregard it at your peril.
Sorry, are we on? What do you mean you don't know? Did you press play and record at the same time? Oh, you did? Greetings, fellow humans. If you're listening to this tape, I'm afraid the world is about to end. Sorry about that, but never mind, because we here at MayanCore have come up with this neat and handy guide that should get you through this difficult time, and with all your vital organs intact. Unfortunately, we do not know how the world will end, although we have narrowed it down to these five options. Number 1, a nuclear explosion. Number 2, an attack from zombie robot pirates. Number 3, a massive flood. Number 4, a cat-based revolution. Or number 5, the rapture. Luckily, we can provide you with a solution to 4 out of these 5 options. Sadly, though, there's nothing we can do in the event of a cat revolution except bow down to the new emperor of the world. All hail Chairman Meow! In the event of a nuclear explosion, you'll need to make your way towards the nearest nuclear bunker before you become irradiated. If you are unclear as to whether you are irradiated or not, then look at your skin. If your skin has turned green, then yes, you have been irradiated. But look on the bright side, you'll have to anyway, seeing as you glow in the dark. If you see a bunker, enter it immediately and stay there for at least 25 years. It might be an idea to stock up on food first so you don't end up eating your own arm for sustenance. The best foods to buy are tin foods, so I sure hope you like baked beans and cream corn. If there is not a nuclear bunker in your facility, there might still be time to buy one before your destruction. They should be available from all good branches at Woolworths. If you happen to find yourself in the middle of an attack by zombie robot pirates, the first thing to do is remain calm. After all, they're more scared of you than you are scared of them. No, wait, that's a lie. They're actually terrifying. In a one-on-one combat situation, if you use ordinary weapons, you have no chance against these zombie robot pirates. Instead, you must exploit the ZRP's weakness. From our extensive testing, we have found that the ZRPs have a severe allergic reaction to Marmite. I know, doesn't everyone? It is recommended that you always carry a jar of Marmite around with you once you hear that an attack is imminent. In order to prepare for a potential massive flood, you'll need to get to work immediately on building an ark like Noah. This job has been made easier due to the recent addition of flat pack arts which are available at your local IKEA. You'll need to use the instructions to assemble it. Unfortunately, they only come in Swedish, so you might want to learn that too. Now, at this point, we'd like to point out that rounding up two animals of every kind is not a good idea. Trust me, we tried it. The lions just killed the zebras, it was a bloodbath in there. Instead, you're better off getting two of every kind of pasta. No one wants to eat macaroni every night from now to eternity. Finally, in the case of the rapture, there's probably nothing you can do that's more effective than praying. As far as we know, God doesn't take debit cards. This tactic may not save you directly from the rapture, but is likely to ensure you a place in the afterlife once you're gone, which is definitely a positive. So stay alert and stay safe, comrades. Take my advice and save yourself before it's too late. Good night, and don't have nuclear zombie-based nightmares. Thank you. Oh, we're off. Oh, finally. Honestly, who makes this up? Nuclear explosions, zombie robot pirates? For goodness sake, you scaremongers. The world will be fine. Stop worrying about it. Honestly, what a load of...